Lightning Process Builder is a workflow tool that will allow Tanya to automate business processes using a visual interface. With this tool, Tanya can create processes that execute actions when certain conditions are met. She can also add multiple groups of criteria and associate actions with each criterion. The actions can be either immediate or scheduled. In addition, Tanya can use versioning to easily track and maintain processes. Each process can have up to 50 versions, and only one version of a process can be active at a given time. Tanya examines an example that shows a process with two criteria nodes. In this process, if the first criteria node evaluates to true, the process executes the specified immediate and scheduled actions and then stops. If the first criteria node evaluates to false, then the process evaluates the second criteria node. If the second node criteria evaluates to true, the process executes the specified immediate and scheduled actions and then stops. If the record does not meet either node criteria, the process stops without executing any actions. Note that by default, a criteria node is set to stop after its action group is executed. However, you can select evaluate the next criteria instead of stop to continue in the process. You can use this option only if the criteria node includes immediate actions and no scheduled actions. Before using this option, ensure the next criteria node is defined. Before using this option, ensure the next criteria nodes are defined. Evaluate the next criteria helps in managing the process for an object in one place, because multiple action groups for an object are executed through single process. To start using Lightning Process Builder, Tanya can navigate to the Setup menu and select Process Builder under Workflow and Approvals. There are several considerations that Tanya can keep in mind while using Lightning Process Builder. Processes do not support outbound messages, however. Tanya can use the Call Apex action to provide similar functionality. In a process, actions execute in the order in which they appear within that process. Furthermore, criteria nodes and actions cannot be reused, but they can be reordered by clicking and dragging in a process. Scheduled actions cannot be used in processes that evaluate every time a record is created or edited. The paused and waiting interviews list displays all the pending scheduled actions. Tanya can navigate to Setup, Create, Workflows and Approvals, Flows, to access the paused and waiting interviews list. When Salesforce tries to execute scheduled actions of an inactive user who started the process, then the process admin receives a fault email with details about what happened and how to fix it. Hence, Salesforce makes additional attempts to execute failed scheduled actions before removing them from the queue. Tanya can search Help in Training to view process considerations in detail.